Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knobs.
Sure. Why leave the station amicably when you could act like an asshole and slam it on a message board? I didn't start any bullshit with you last night when we talked and I thought everything was cool until I read your post above. You were gonna do your show on Pal Talk and leave the station. I wasn't worried about it. I'm still not worried about it. Do what you like, kid. None of the other DJs are having trouble getting people registered on the website and participation in the chat room. Maybe if you ever went in the chat room, your listeners would join you there. Oh, wait, you're always in Pal Talk anyway and have been there for months. Maybe if you closed Pal Talk and ran the station chat room, it would work better for you. Maybe if you participated in the station outside of your show, instead of only doing your show and ignoring everybody else on the station, somebody might take an interest in your show. Maybe if you weren't already on Pal Talk every week, not giving a shit what I think about it, people might tune in to hear you on the station. You can't pull listeners to the station. I guess you can always chase them in Pal Talk. I know, signing up for a website is too fucking confusing. Way to be an unappreciative douchebag. Guess we weren't friends after all. I know, my mom's box. Whatever. Love always, Bad Monkey. Do what you like, kid.
Do what you like, kid.
I'm Bad Monkey, fishbone, fishbone.
Do what you like, kid.
Fishbone, 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 fishbone. The station. Fishbone, fishbone. Station. The station.
Do what you like, kid.
I'm Bad Monkey, fishbone, fishbone.
Do what you like, kid.
Fishbone, 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 fishbone.
Do what you like, kid.
I'm Bad Monkey, fishbone, fishbone.
Do what you like, kid.
Fishbone, 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 fishbone. Now listen to the DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo's been touching.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. No, 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 no.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show, exclusive Tuesday night programming on DJNewStyle.com. I guess there never was a radio. Before I get into any of this, before I can explain any of it at all, a little band that we're all aware of already after hearing, you know, any episode of the show. Oh, you guessed it, Sheepy. There's always Rammstein! Oh my god. I think I just fucked my voice up. Not that it's incredible. Some just amazing property that I have to worry about. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. With me, as always, energetic co-host Germ Freak. Germ Freak, you there, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening to you.
Afternoon, huh?
Good evening.
God, you're really on the ball tonight. Really?
I've been better.
What's wrong?
I got a little bit of a stomach virus going on.
Stomach virus?
Something like that.
So really, what are the symptoms? What's going on? Come on.
Well, you know.
Open up. You're among friends, Jeremy.
I can't go to the bathroom. Let's just put it that way, all right?
You constipated?
Something like that.
Honey, you constipated! Mm-hmm.
I haven't gone in a week.
I have to talk like that, Jerm, because it is February.
Yeah.
It is Black History Month. So whenever it calls for sassiness, we all have to be black and sassy. That's just that's my way of celebrating. We all have our ways of remembering and celebrating Black History Month. That's mine. I pretend to be a sassy, fat black woman every now and then. You're really not feeling well?
I'm not at my best. I got to be honest with you.
You said that twice.
I don't want to bring the show down, but just don't expect much from Germ Freak this week.
Really?
Yes. I don't want to talk about it.
Why don't you want to talk about it? I don't understand. What are you, gassy?
Perhaps. I haven't gone to the bathroom in a week, dude.
A week. See, what you need to do is you need to get on this shit that that AWebs has.
What's that about? What's he on?
He's gonna call in later on, but he's on some like colon cleanse thing that he got from Chris from Best in Show. By the way, bestinshowradio.com. Very, very, very good show. Chris told him about this powder he's supposed to take, and he just mentioned it, and now AWebs gave him like a litany of questions and asked him about it and recommended doses, and he just went nuts, and he got it, and he started taking it. I think that's what you need to do, Jer. You need to cleanse your colon and get all the fucking shit out of there.
I mean, you know what? I think I'll try it.
I mean, you're afraid of germs as it is. I mean, I'm surprised that you're willing to have all this dead bacteria in you.
Well, it saves me time in the morning.
So you'd rather be you'd rather have more time to yourself than be germ free.
No. I'm saying if I don't move my bowel.
You mean shit? When you don't shit.
It saves me time.
Why do you say move your bowel? Just say shit. It's okay.
I think it's vulgar, and I'm just trying to be professional. That's all.
You can be professional and say shit.
But if I don't move my bowels, it saves me time in the morning. That's one thing I don't have to worry about. So I haven't gone in a week. It's building up.
What do you have to do in the morning that requires so much extra time that you can't even take a shit?
Well, you know, if there's things I got to do, take out the garbage and stuff like that, it saves me time in the morning, you know?
So if you take a shit, you're not going to take the garbage out? You're just going to leave garbage all over your house?
Well, no, I'll take it out. Yes.
By the way, we're not playing the drinking game. I think 80 people that were new to Pal Talk decided to get into it, and they died. So we're not gonna do that. We're getting results in. It is Super Tuesday. Results coming in left and right for the election, the primaries. Jerm, I don't know if you have any favorites in this, but
you know what? I think I followed the election more when I was 14 years old. I don't think I'm really following it that much.
Well,
I don't really have much
time. Who was running when you were 14?
Let me think. It's a good question. I think it was Mondale and Ferraro. It was the man and the woman vice president. And I bet you most of the people on here don't even remember that.
Now, was Ferraro an Italian woman?
I believe she was Italian, yes.
Did you support that ticket?
I was too young to vote, so
I,
you know.
I mean, well, you followed the election, so you obviously had a favorite.
It didn't matter to me one way or the other, but and I'm not really you know what? I'm really not following it this year. I'm not watching any. I never haven't watched any debates or anything like that, and it's kind of pathetic, to be honest with you. And I'm kind of bummed out that I'm not even really paying attention to it.
Well, it's down to on the Democrat side. It's down to Clinton and Obama. Or Obama, if you're from the South. And I think it's a great, great way to start Black History Month by having Obama win like he is currently in the lead right now. If he holds his lead, or as Alki says, I don't even know if I can say this now. Can I say, I won't even say it. But let's just say that he's saying the N-word that rhymes with nigger, trigger. And if you're from the South, that's what you'd call Obama. It's very racist, and I don't expect you to partake. But it's down to Clinton and Obama, Huckabee, McCain, Romney, and fucking Ron Paul, but he's pretty much done. Who do you anticipate winning the Democrat ticket? The nomination, not the ticket. Like it's some kind of fucking prize they're going to cash in for a fucking a pencil or a Chinese finger trap at a fucking Dave and Buster's. No. Who's going to get the nominations?
I would say Clinton and McCain.
So Clinton is losing, I think. I don't even fucking know, tell you the truth. But you think it's going to be Clinton versus McCain?
You know, I find her very attractive.
No, you do not.
I find her a little attractive, I have to be honest
with you. Shut the fuck up. You do
not. You know, I have a thing for women like that, and I find her very attractive.
What, with cankles? And, exactly. And smart businesswoman attire? She dresses like she'll wear she wears the type of shit that your aunt would wear to Easter. It's fucking awful. She's not attractive, dude.
Yeah.
Her legs are completely the now, same width at any it, at exactly, any area.
What exactly is a cankle? I hear that term a lot. Is that just fat ankles?
Yeah. No, okay. It's where your calf just continues down to the ankle. There's no indentation. It's the same width.
See.
Are you going to copyright cankle? Alki suspects that you're going to try to steal that word like you stole every other thing and copyrighted it.
I didn't steal anything.
You're the Microsoft of shitty phrases. You steal it and copyright it for yourself. That's what it is. Germ, you steal phrases.
I didn't steal a goddamn thing.
TFB?
I developed TFB.
You did not develop it. You don't develop something you say. You don't sit at a desk and draft a fucking blueprint for...
Dude, coined the acronym TFB. I coined it. Nobody was using it until I brought it up.
You didn't coin it either.
Yes, I did.
It's
acronym.
It's fucking ignorant for you to assume that you were the one to break that out and give that to the world.
I coined TFB as well as DWI.
And what about I apologize? I'm looking at your Tumblr page. You have a list of things that you've copyrighted last year.
I copyright them officially. I've patented them in the office in the New Jersey Trenton area.
New Jersey Trenton area.
Yeah, I actually...
As opposed to the Delaware Trenton area.
I actually have the copyright on these acronyms and some phrases that I have submitted to the Division of Public Affairs in Trenton.
Are you just trying to fill so I can get you the link? Is that what it is?
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, you said thank you. Thank you is at the top of your list of copyrights.
I don't know
how you can copyright thank you.
If you let me finish, I'll explain it to you.
Please.
Okay. What I do is when I ask somebody a question, I'll ask the question, then I say thank you prior to the person answering the question. And it's sort of like a nice greeting to say thank you beforehand. This way it lets the person know that I appreciate
it. It's kind of shitty to say. It's like you're making a declarative statement and then you're cutting them off with the thank you. It's like they're like, dude, you're poor. No, I make plenty of money. Thank you. It's like something a fat girl would say. A fat girl or like a housewife. Or both. Or both. Who knows nowadays? Listen! With two exclamations is something you've copyrighted.
I've copyrighted that, and I notice a lot of people are utilizing that as well as you.
Listen! You didn't copyright that. No.
I say listen before I ask somebody a question. This way it lets them be put on alert.
Every second grade teacher then is fucking stealing from you.
Anybody
that has to manage people who are not paying attention fucking steals from you.
No. I say listen before I ask somebody a question. Because it gets me the undivided attention of the other party. So I say listen beforehand.
I see.
I see something else.
Copyright. Copyright who?
Copyright Germ Freak 2007.
So the word I see.
The two words I see.
Or the phrase. Excuse me.
I am a master.
I apologize.
I am a master at.
I apologize.
Yes. I did that. That's mine too. I did that too. I apologize.
you stole. Thank you. I apologize, and I see. And you're claiming
to be
yourself.
I invented saying apologize after making an error because it lets other people know that I'm truly sorry for my mistake.
You're out of your mind. You're truly out of your mind, Germ. But that's okay. So it's okay to be a little bit out of your mind on Black History Month, Germ. Are you aware that we're not the only country that celebrates Black History Month.
I was not aware of that, no.
It's actually celebrated in the United States as well as Canada and in the UK. However, the UK celebrates it in October.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Do you do anything special? Put anything out there? Maybe I don't know, hang up some decorations or something like that in the front door?
Are there actually decorations? I'm not aware of them. Are there decorations?
I think they could be perceived as decorations, but normally they're in somebody's front yard and they used to be living. It's awful, Jerm. There are no Black History decorations. There are none.
Okay.
None. But I think you should try and find something. I mean, you should do something special. Do you teach your kids Black History?
I teach them about history in general. You know, we have a lot of good Black Americans out there. Harriet Tubman, and
who else? Frederick Douglass, right?
And let me think.
And Martin Luther King.
And Washington Carver.
George Washington Carver. They eat a peanut, and you're reminded of that. So that qualifies as their annual Black History.
And don't forget Eddie Murphy.
You got to know Eddie Murphy this day and age. You can't hold a marriage together. That's something to be proud of. Dedicate a whole month to Eddie Murphy. Why don't we have an Eddie Murphy month? Why don't we have that? We could watch Holy Man tomorrow. And although he is in one of my favorite movies, Jerm, I really rewatchable. I want to get into that later. I want to discuss some shit about movies. I saw a couple over the weekend, but it is Black History Month, Jerm. And I just think that people don't know enough about Black people. So what I do from time to time is I kind of sit amongst them. Pal talk. I sit there and I listen and I try to observe. Try to take in some of their culture. Jerm, have you ever done this?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, why don't we all take a little trip into a Black chat room?
You fairy, shut up, nigga.
You can hold this mic, you fluid ass. Ankles look like your thighs, punk ass, short fucker. Sit your ass down, let us stop talking like you goddamn crazy. You stumpy fucker. Y'all motherfuckers get on my goddamn nerves and shit in Creole. Fuck you. With your goddamn Brady Bunch on welfare. Counting Neig too and shit. Fuck you. Always got a... I bet you got a freezer full of goddamn Lunchables and shit with all them damn... Man, fuck you. Man, fuck this room.
Well, get your ass the fuck out, nigga. How about that?
You know I love you, right? Will you shut the fuck up? The hell is wrong with you right now? I'm trying to relax over here. I don't want to hear that old robotic ass talk. And I love you, I got the utmost respect for you, sister, but you done worked my last motherfucking nerve, alright? What the fuck is y'all problem today? Could you not type perfy at all? Nobody? Perfy this, perfy that. I'm over here minding my... Look at this nigga here. And you know what, Slick? I was typing to you earlier because I wanted to tell you that I had just bust a big ass fart and it was stank. I thought you would appreciate that. Don't type my name no more in this room today, okay? All right? I'm not in the friendliest mood with you guys right now. You can't have intelligent conversation. You can't talk about this. You can talk about that. Da-da-da. You shut your fuck ass up, DJ New Style, before I have you finding a new style of room to type in. All right? You have a motherfucking seat, faggot. All right. Well, I'm back. Quiet.
See, you try to learn a little bit about Black History, Jerm, and not everybody is as supportive of your efforts as you would have hoped. Did you learn anything there, Jerm? Pick anything up?
I enjoyed the conversation. I don't see what the problem is. People are just talking, you know.
That's what I thought. I don't know. I type a few things into a chat room and they get misconstrued. Basically, is what happens. So I went into another room a while back. German. I just want to learn. I'm not a part of the culture. I want to learn. Understand some of the shit they're saying. I don't know. Do you ever try to pick up a different culture? Something like that?
Not really.
Never. You're uninterested in everybody else's culture.
What do you mean by culture?
Culture. Something that their way of life, their history, their colloquialisms, their speech. Everything. They're meals.
No.
They're never. No. Only
no
Italians for you. That's it. It fucking it begins and ends with fucking macaroni and Frank Sinatra.
I don't care for Frank Sinatra.
Really?
Yes.
Well, why don't you join me in another trip to a black chat room? Now, in this event, I tried to understand what they were saying. I tried to come up with, the actual transcript. I tried to learn what they know, and I hope you can do the same with a trip to a black chat. Thank you. Copyright Germ Freak.
Oh, y'all fuck that nigga who's scared of me. Come on and tell me how fucking scared of y'all over me. Come on, tell me. Appreciate that, homeboy. Y'all fuck niggas scared of me and shit. Because I'm a fucking made man. I can come on this fucking cam and show my motherfucking black ass, cause that's what I motherfucking do. I can show some fucking weed, cause that's what I can motherfucking do. Nigga, I can show the fucking pistols and shit, cause that's what I goddamn do. Like I told y'all, fuck nigga, fuck the fucking police shit. What the hell y'all about, fuck? Nigga, I cannot be motherfucking touched. How many times must I say that shit? God damn.
Now, I don't know if you caught all that, Jerm. I don't know if you got that. Did you? Did you pick up on that?
Well, somebody was typing the transcript in the room, and I was reading it that way.
Really?
Well,
what did you see? What did you learn? Did you learn anything from that?
I learned, well, just somebody was probably angry, and he's just trying to get his point across. That's all. We've all been angry.
Well, I'm going to try to read it. I did transcribe this before the show.
Okay.
Hey, fuck that nigga who's fucking scared of me. Come on and tell me how motherfucking scared y'all are of me. Come on, tell me. Appreciate it, homeboy. Y'all fucking niggas scared of me and shit. Because I'm a fucking made man. And come on, this fucking cam. Show my motherfucking black ass. Because that's what I motherfucking do. I can show some fucking weed. Because that's what I can what a motherfucking do. Nigga, I can show some fucking pistols and shit. Because that's what I goddamn do. Like I told you, I don't fucking nigga fuck in the fucking police shit. What it am, I don't give a fuck. Nigga, I cannot be motherfucking touched. How many times must I say that shit? God damn! That's what he says. Do you need to hear that one more time, Jerm? I don't know. Did you get all that?
I pretty much got it all.
You sure?
I got the joke.
Y'all fuck that nigga who's scared of me. Come on and tell me how fucking scared y'all of me.
Tell me.
Appreciate that, homeboy. Y'all fuck niggas scared of me and shit. Because I'm a fucking made man. I can come on this fucking cam and show my motherfucking black ass, cause that's what I motherfucking do. I can show some fucking weed, cause that's what I can motherfucking do. Nigga, I can show the fucking pistols and shit, cause that's what I goddamn do. Like I told y'all, fuck nigga, fuck the fucking police shit.
What he's saying is he's really just not one for legal action, Jerm. He's not one for the law.
Okay, he's
sort of
like...
Do you ever put on a false front because it's Black History Month? You feel like you have to know more about Black history and all that? Do you ever, feel like you have to?
I don't feel I'm under any pressure at all, no.
No, never?
Not at all, no.
Sometimes I like to pretend I know more about Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass.
How so?
Like, people will say, hey, it's Black History Month. I'm like, oh yeah, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass. And then I try to pretend that they're important as somebody who invented something.
Let me just get it. Hold off for a second. So you just randomly name black historical figures, and that makes you feel as though you know what you're talking about?
Because hopefully I'll eventually name one that they don't know. And then once I do that, I pretty much come out on top in the yes, I know black history passive argument that we're having.
Okay.
I'll also eat 50% more peanuts than I normally would. Just because that's the way I celebrate.
Right.
That's what I do. George Washington Carver. And as I'm eating it, as I'm chewing on a Butterfinger or something like that, I'll just start talking about George Washington Carver. Call him a good man while I'm sitting on the bus. I'll do that, Jerm. I do that because it's February. Also in February, Jerm, we had the Super Bowl. I know you're a big football fan.
No, I'm not.
Well, yeah, that was no surprise. We kind of figured that out last week that you're not a big football fan, but
no.
Even like my mom, who doesn't watch a minute of football, or my grandmother, or anybody, pretty much in this country, will watch the Super Bowl. So
I did a puzzle.
You did a puzzle. You didn't see the Super Bowl.
No, why would I see the Super Bowl? I have no interest in that. I did a puzzle.
So you didn't watch the Super Bowl, the most watched TV event, like all year round.
I did not watch the Super Bowl. I have no interest in the Super Bowl. I did a puzzle. I did a puzzle of a little sort of kittens in a basket.
Who played? Do you know who played? This is coming in from our friend Ababra. She wants to know if you know who played in the game.
Well, I don't live in a cave, so I do know who played in the game.
Well, who played?
It was the New Jersey Giants.
The New York Giants.
and the Boston Patriots.
They're not Boston. They're not Boston, and they're not New Jersey. Although you did get the franchises correct. You completely fucked up the locations.
Well, whatever. I mean, I didn't watch Super Bowl, but my wife did.
So I was doing a puzzle. So wait a minute. You were down. Where were you? Were you downstairs? Were you in the same room? Maybe
I was in
the
sewing room. I was in the sewing room.
You don't have a sewing room, do you?
I was in the sewing room next to the sewing machine. I did a puzzle.
You sat next to a goddamn sewing machine.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday, fucking did a puzzle by yourself as your wife. Probably not a football fan either. Your wife fucking watched the Super Bowl. Where's your sewing room? Is it downstairs? Upstairs?
It's off the master bedroom there.
So you come out of this fucking sequestered room from doing your womanly hobbies,
right?
And see your wife enjoying the Super Bowl like any fucking American did.
And I also polished the furniture.
You didn't fucking polish any furniture. And now I know you're lying.
I polished the furniture.
You did not.
I polished the furniture.
So you polish after doing a puzzle in the sewing room, which is fucking amazing to me that you have a sewing room.
Well,
like you're gonna fucking mend tapestries or something in your fucking spare time. You're gonna come out of there and see your wife watching the Super Bowl. And what do you do?
Oh yeah, she was watching.
You walk around with a fucking feather duster
in my back pocket. I don't have it in my hand.
Nah, you're fucking full of shit. You watched. You had to have seen the Super Bowl.
I swear to God.
You know who won?
I obviously know who won because I don't live in a cave.
Well, you don't live in a cave, but you fucking spend most of your days in a goddamn at a spinster
wheel. I spend most of my days underground.
Yeah, you do.
Isn't that weird?
It's amazing. You really don't know anything.
I don't know a goddamn thing. I go through my whole fucking life pretending.
Don't take this negatively.
I don't.
You really don't know anything.
I don't know a goddamn thing. My life is a fucking lie. I pretend and I yes people to death, but I don't know what the fuck I'm even talking about. I don't even know anything about anything.
Jesus Christ. Sheepy's being a little bit abusive to you. He wonders if you're a terrorist because you do kind of look like a mole. Your face, he says. In the face, you kind of look like a mole.
That wasn't very nice, Sheepy.
I don't think it's very nice at all. It might be a little ripe, but it's not nice. It's kind of spot on, but it's really not polite. You don't know a goddamn thing.
You know what the worst part was, New Style, was what? Me pretending in front of other guys that I watched the Super Bowl.
I know the very first thing I said Monday morning. What a game.
What
a game. Talk about the game to people.
Right.
One of the best Super Bowls ever. One of the best games. I'm a Giants fan. Very glad to see them in the Super Bowl. I mean, I had a pretty shitty time watching it, but that's the first thing you do. I mean, you talk about the game. So people come up to you, what did they say?
They said, what a game. Wasn't that a great play and this and that? And I'm like, oh, fucking awesome, man. Awesome.
You have no idea.
I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
You're struggling over a 65-piece
like
puzzle.
Right.
In a fucking
seamstress
shop.
I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know what a pass is, what a this is.
You don't know what a pass is?
A pass is just a throw, right?
Yeah, Germ, that's the definition of pass. In football, yes.
Right. But you know, they're telling me, oh, that was the greatest play. I'm like, oh, it was friggin' awesome, man. I don't know what I'm saying. All my life, my whole life is just a big lie. I just yes people to death. People have conversations with me. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about, and I just nod my head and yes, and I'll throw in a word every now and then.
Are you worried?
I don't know what I'm...
Listen.
Am I worried?
Are you ever worried that they're going to find you out and expose you in front of people?
I am worried. I'm worried and embarrassed, to be honest with you.
Worried and embarrassed?
Yes.
You're ashamed to know
I'm
nothing.
Ashamed. I'm ashamed because there's three things I know how to do in life. My chosen occupation, eating and driving. Those are the only three fucking things I can do in my life. I can't do any goddamn thing else.
And apparently you can't even shit right, because your asshole's all...
That's true!
Fucking, you can't even
That's
shit.
That's true.
That's something that babies do. You can't even do that.
Exactly. That's the only three things I can do in my life. I can do nothing else. Nothing else I can do. I can't even get on a fucking bus, for Christ's sake.
You wouldn't... What do you mean you can't get on a bus?
I wouldn't even know how to get on a fucking public bus.
What do you... You walk on it and sit down.
I don't mean that. I mean, I wouldn't know where to put the money. Do you hand it to the bus driver? Is there like a box?
No, you just try and sneak in the back real quick. Hope he doesn't seize you. Did I say hope he doesn't seize you? Well, it is Black History Month, ladies and gentlemen. Hope he don't seize you. Sneak to the back. God damn, Germ. I don't know what to say right now.
You fairy, shut up, nigga.
Whoa, that's not nice, but it is Black History Month. Germ, seriously. Seriously. Yes. You are not lying about the Super Bowl.
What point would I have in lying? I don't like sports. So why would I watch something if I don't like it? I despise sports. And I'm not embarrassed to say that anymore.
You weren't even interested in, because you called them the New Jersey Giants. And yeah, technically, they play in New Jersey. So you could probably get away with calling them the New Jersey Giants. And you love all things New Jersey.
I love New Jersey topographies.
When you introduce a Bon Jovi song, you say, wherever the fuck he is from, I don't even know, New Jersey's own. Sayreville's own Bon Jovi. You really stress the New Jersey thing, and you're not excited.
I'm very proud to be from New Jersey.
And you're not excited that a team that plays in New Jersey is in the most watched event ever. So you just fucking sit and put a goddamn landscape puzzle together in a fucking dark, you know, seamstress closet. That's what you do.
I'm not going to be a hypocrite.
Okay. All right. I had a fucking annoying experience. I don't know if have you ever even been to a Super Bowl party?
Never.
Never. You've never been to a... Well, imagine this, Germ. It's a get-together with people and food where you watch the Super Bowl. Can you even... Does that fucking... Is that crazy? No one's building puzzles or polishing furniture.
Wait a second. So it's a group of people getting together watching TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a... Well, I mean, normally it can be fun. This one wasn't that fun. I was going to go over Shawnee Murphy's. He was going to have a bit of a party. And that it fell through. I guess he had some kind of a pipe burst or something. He had a big leak. He couldn't do it. So I went to the backup plan, which was a friend of the family. Now, I didn't... Initially, I was offered to go to the friend of the family party. And I didn't, you know... I wanted to kind of hold out. I wanted to hold out for something better. Got something better. Said, I'm not going. Sorry, can't make it. Then my plans fall through. Shawnee Murphy's plans canceled. Right. And I have to go and sulk and go to the fucking friend of the family party. In hindsight, I shouldn't have done it, though. But I get that there's only, like, diet sodas and cold chicken wings.
It was a dry party? No alcohol?
Bring your own. I bought... Okay. I forgot. Didn't buy anything, so I just took a couple of beers out of the fridge. Showed up with two beer bottles and a fucking ShopRite bag.
Oh, that's classic.
Like some kind of a fucking homeless man.
Fucking animal.
Hey, how are you? Oh, no, this is just my drinking habit in this grocery bag. It's okay.
So why couldn't
Where's
you watch
the game?
Why couldn't you watch it without drinking?
You gotta loosen up. And I don't know. They're kind of a... You know, they're nice people and all, but it's not my crowd. I don't like hanging around with older people. Older people. Because they always ask, oh, so what are you doing? What are you up to? Sometimes the people that would ask you if you're still in school, and I'm 27. I'm out of school for, like, years, and they know this, but they always forget. So, you still in school? No. Actually, I've been working for fucking 4 years.
You're out of school, but you're still home.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Yeah. And you live in a seamstress closet in a basement, and your wife is the man, okay? Anyway, Germ, what I was getting at is that I get there and the couch is positioned so that I have to turn my head extremely to the left if I want to watch. It's either that or sit side saddle on the couch, and now I'm gonna fall asleep. And I did, because eventually my neck got fucking cramped up. I fell asleep, woke up, and the Giants had scored a touchdown. So it's 10-3. Not that you care about points or even know what a fucking touchdown is. But the problem of the whole thing is that there was somebody there just like thinking he could be a coach of a team. Shouting out plays. Like, oh, this is right here is where you quarterback sneak. We got the wrong Manning here, I tell you. Peyton, come down. Suit up, Peyton. We got the wrong Manning. Over and over again. Over nonstop. It was so fucking irritating. Like every other Super Bowl party, every single other one, I could give a shit less what goes on. But now I'm watching my team and I have all these fucking these annoyances. Another one was that one of the people that was there, they brought their son. Germ. Their son. I don't know if you like other people's kids. Do you enjoy it or no?
Not particularly, no.
Yeah. What about if they're autistic and they can't be quiet the entire game? And whenever they show somebody who died, he's got to just shout out, "Oh, Walter Payton, good player, he died. He died. He died. Liver cancer, he died. Walter Payton, he died, Jeremy. He died. He was a good player, but he died." The whole fucking game. And they wouldn't stop showing dead people. So now, Bill Walsh, he died. He died. Died. All over and over again. And at the end of the game, when the Giants won, they, I guess, gave a little memorial to Robert Tisch, who died in 05 or something like that. I guess he owned the Giants. I have no idea. The fucking screen is just filled with his face, his birth year, and his fucking death year. And what is it? This kid go, "Oh, Robert Tisch, he died. Really? No, I thought he graduated in 2005. He's fucking 80-something years old. He's dead. I know. We all fucking know. Just fucking miserable, Joe. I mean, yeah, it was tough. I had to hold back laughter at times because the Giants were down by 4. Why don't you just kick a field goal? Kick a field goal, go overtime. Kick a field goal, go overtime. No, that's fine. I wanted to stand up and go, "Look, it's fucking 3 points. It wouldn't be enough." But then they'd pan over to somebody who fucking died and I'd have to hear about how they died. They died! Jeremy died! Fucking miserable, man. You ever get put in that situation where you have to be... You would fucking explode in laughter or anger or both. And you just can't. You know you can't. You ever have to hold yourself back like that?
Well, you know what? It seems like you did a good job of paying attention to him because you're doing an imitation.
All I could hear! It's all I could fucking hear. The TV was on pretty much mute. It may as well have been on mute.
Did you wish you were home at all?
I have the fucking recently retired wannabe John Madden calling fucking fucking wide receiver patterns on the couch, and then the fucking the grim autistic kid pointing at everybody who fucking died. It gets to the point. Someone goes, "Can you tell us somebody who lived? Tell us about someone who's alive." It was seriously every 3 fucking seconds. "He died! Germ! He fucking died!" Just miserable. Do you ever get annoyed by that?
I never had a situation like that happen. I feel very awkward when I come across things of that nature. I probably would have left and went home.
You would have just left.
Well, why'd you make yourself succumb to this? Why didn't you just leave?
I wanted to be polite. You can't just fucking show up at somebody's house and leave within 15 minutes.
Well, polite, you were gonna ditch this party if you found a better one.
But I committed to going. That's the thing.
Only after once the other I'm guy there, had a problem.
Once I'm there, I have to stay.
Now, did you? And as we know, you, which how I'm different than you,
yeah,
you make
see,
the best. You make the best of a situation.
I do, but the thing is, I did leave early at that Halloween party that Jimmy threw. I left early. Irish Alki, owner of the room we're in, the Opie fan room, Pal Talk, co-owner, I guess, because Solaris here too. Whatever, it doesn't matter. He's pointing out that I left early on the Halloween party because of the video on Frankenbarm.
Right.
But I made a point of staying. We drove like 2 hours. We stayed like an hour and a half. We didn't leave. We didn't. We recognized that we were gonna be by ourselves on the couch within 6 seconds. Okay, 6 seconds, and we stayed for like an hour and a half and tried to make the best of it. We did what we could. We still ditched early, but we were sitting by ourselves, Jim.
Right.
The thing is, the difference between me and you, though, is that you won't even fucking tolerate it.
No, not at all.
What do you do? What do you do when you realize you don't want to be someplace anymore?
I just sit there with a puss on my face.
Like,
and
you expect somebody's going to say, "Frank, why don't you just go home? Seriously."
Yeah, I mean, I you know, absolutely. You know, why should other people have a good time if I'm not? So I sit there with a puss on my face waiting for people to say, "Oh, what's wrong, Frank? Is there a problem?"
Looking for attention. Just fishing
for attention.
Any fucking interest in you that you can possibly get.
Right.
Yeah, it's awful. You're miserable.
I'm not going to deny that.
No, you really are miserable. So we're in the Opie fan room. We're not on thereisnoradio.com. I left the station. The station! The station! Do what you like, kid. I did that. I did what I like, and I chose to have people hear my show. And apparently I'm an asshole. I went on FBA, tried to let anybody who might hear the show on that station know that I'm no longer on the website feed. And Bad Monkey fires back. And that was what you heard me reading in a Bad Monkey impression at the beginning of the show. You don't want to be on the station. Hold on, I got to vote Republican again. I wish I could elect George W. one more time. God damn. Just miserable, Jeremy. How do you feel about the There Is No Radio situation? I know Pristine was very fucking irate.
He was, you know,
he was, let me just say, fit to be tied at the end of the conclusion of last.
I didn't realize he was such an opponent of There Is No Radio. I didn't know he had these strong feelings.
I really would like to have him call in.
I wish he would. And pay attention this time, New Style, to the fucking phone number.
I'll do my best. I know his area code now. I will not fucking miss his call. I promise. I had to eat my own fucking balls here. And just have him fucking yell at me. He's like, I called you 21 fucking times, but seriously, it's not a station, it's a fucking website! Getting really close to the camera as he does, typical Pristine fashion. Just fucking the most entertaining internet ranter I've ever encountered. Ever.
No doubt.
Works the webcam, the fucking shouting, the expressive eyebrows, and he refuses to put these videos on YouTube.
No doubt. He would be. Is unbelievable.
He would just soar in the ranks if he did.
Absolutely.
He's got a decent rhythm to the argument. He's got semi valid points sometimes.
And every once in a while, a little spittle will come from his mouth.
Yeah, and you just know he's fucking fuming when he can't get the microphone. He just sitting there.
Oh, God.
One time I saw him just throw his fist down like 8 times into the table because he couldn't get on. It was seriously the most entertaining shit. This might even be why I pay for Pal Talk. This might be why, not even to be without a station and get listeners. No, it's just to hear him fucking rant about things that don't matter to really anybody. The PlayStation fucking 3 is better than the Xbox! Fucking pussies! Just fucking yelling. He's got to call in. We got to get him on. I don't know if he can call in now. If he can call in, maybe we'll take a break and have him on then. I need some kind of a response back. Yeah, he's saying no. Maybe we'll call in later. I do have to take a break, though, Jerm. That Pristine yelling. I don't know how he has a voice. My voice is already jacked up right now. Jerm, would you be able to yell like that? Why don't you do an impression? Good.
No, I can't. He's one of a kind, man.
I want you to develop a character, Jerm. I want you to develop a character with an interesting name and a backstory for next week. That's your fucking homework. Develop a character. We get it. You like to wash your hands a lot. Great. Come up with somebody else that isn't you. And let's see what we can do with that. Think about it. You alright?
Yeah.
You're completely silent. You're gonna try and get some gas out? You haven't been able to even let wind by or shit or
do anything? I'm all bottled up, man. I'm all bottled up.
Amazing. Well, this is the DJ New Style show on DJNewStyle.com.
The DJ New Style show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
I'm waiting for you to. You said you would type go when I was okay. Okay. Now I'm a little flustered. Okay. This song was featured in the 1982 Sean Penn film Bad Boys. This song reached. Fuck! This song. Okay, calm down. Just calm down. Take it slow. All right. This song was featured in the 1982 Sean Penn film Bad Boys. Oh, God. I did the other one perfectly, and I fucked this one up. Okay. This song was featured in the 1982 film Bad Boys, starring Sean Penn. It reached number one on Billboard's album Rock Tracks in 19... you know what? I'm going too slow on this. I apologize. This song was featured in the Sean... This song was featured in the 1982 film Bad Boys with Sean Penn. It also reached number one on Billboard's album Rock Charts of the same year. From the Emotions in Motion album, it's Billy Squire with Everybody Wants You. You know, I want to do that one over.
No.
Please?
No.
I would like to do that one over.
What was bad about it?
Sure. I want to... You know how... what I'm saying right now... Let's off the record, Ken. Seriously, don't... What I'm saying to you, don't, like, put this on the air. I want... Because you know how I always usually... put a line of the song into my introduction. Well, I forgot to put a line of the song into the introduction. So can we do it over?
I mean, if you want me to stop rolling tape, just let me know.
Well, I don't want you to... I want you to do that... To do the whole introduction over. I want you to stop... I don't want you to... I don't want you to broadcast what we're talking about right now. Seriously.
Well, you should have told me that.
Oh. Just forget everything... Just erase everything we've done up until the last song we did. Let's start all over again.
Everybody knows that Germ Freak Radio is broadcast live. How am I going to roll this back?
No, you don't understand. Let's go. Let's start as though we're doing another song, and just forget the original introduction.
Well, why don't you just go instead of asking?
This song is featured in the Sean Penn 1982 film Bad Boys. The same year it reached number one on Billboard's album Rock Track chart. This song was... All right, just... Serenity now. This song reached number... Now I'm really fucked up. All right,
now you're gonna steal from Seinfeld to sue yourself? Come on, just read the fucking thing you wrote.
Listen, don't be an asshole. This song was featured in the Sean Penn 1982 film Bad Boys. It also reached number one of the same year on Billboard's album Rock Tracks. From the... This song was featured in the... Cocksucker! This song was featured in the 1982 film... This song was featured in the 1982 Sean Penn film Bad Boys. The same year it reached number one on Billboard's album Rock Tracks. From the Emotions in Motion album... Take your... Fuck! Come on.
Fine, go.
Listen, Ken, off the record, stop rolling tape. Don't put all this... Let's just start from the beginning again, all right? I don't want you to put in there me talking to you behind the scenes with this particular item, okay?
Dude, you realize next time that you want me to not roll tape, you gotta tell me to not roll tape.
Oh, I apologize. Okay. This song
just
is...
Just go. Just start over.
This song was featured in the Sean Penn 1982 film Bad Boys. The same year it reached number one on Billboard's album Rock Tracks. From the Emotions in Motion album, you could take your pension, your loneliness, and alcohol. It's Billy Squire with Everybody Wants You.
Germ.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Germ.
Yeah.
Dude, the song's over.
Oh. I apologize.
The DJ New Style Show.
Okay. Are you going to start?
You ready?
Are you going
to
start?
Tell me when to go.
Go.
It was almost 10 years ago... on November 22nd, that the lead singer of this band was found dead in Sydney Fuck! It was almost 10 years ago on November... Fucking cocksucker!
Germ.
What?
Are you okay? Is everything all right at home?
Yeah. I have to get it out of my system. When I fuck up, I have to get it out of my system and dispose of what I was thinking. So I have to go like this... Like that.
Because I have to say this, whatever's going on at home is affecting your work.
All right, should we continue?
Just please, don't bring it into the studio.
Okay.
Continue.
You mean your bedroom. You ready? Come on and go.
Go.
It was 10 years ago on November 22nd that the lead singer of this band was found dead in his Sydney hotel room under suspicious circumstances. The coroner who performed his autopsy ruled his death as a suicide. However, some speculate his death was actually an accident, the result of autoerotic asphyxiation. From the 1982 Shabu Shabu album, it's The One Thing by In Excess.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listening to the DJ New Style Show. You know what I mean?
Thank you for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. Fucking shitty rhythm on that, but thank you for tuning in. Jerm, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
You okay? Did you shit a little bit or?
No, I did not.
Any gas?
No,
nothing?
Nothing, no.
Ain't that a bitch? Son of a bitch.
God damn son of a bitch!
Jerm, we're back. I took about three pisses during the course of the break. I don't know if that's bad. I don't know what to even think of that. I don't know. But
three short pisses?
Pretty eventful pisses when it comes down to it. Very eventful. See, what I noticed about you is that you're okay to talk about piss, but you're afraid to talk about shit. Like, you think it's so fucking rude to talk about anything that comes out of your ass.
There's women in the room, and it's vulgar.
But piss isn't? I don't understand.
Well, it's not as vulgar.
Not as vulgar.
Right.
Because it's a liquid, and it's not like melted clay. Melted brown clay.
Whatever. I just think it turns people off, that's all.
Turns some people on. Why not talk about it? What about the demographic of people that are turned on by shit?
I think they're few and far between.
Yeah, I think so too. Speaking of shit, well, actually not entirely shit, but I saw a couple movies this weekend, Jerm. When was the last time you've been to a movie? Been to, not like rented one. Listen! Copyright DJ New Style. I'm stealing it.
I don't know, like 94?
94? What, like Patch Adams? Jesus, what did you see?
I saw Lady Bugs with Roddy
Dangerfield. Oh, and the kid that hung himself.
Exactly. Yeah, the kid who hung himself.
Jonathan Brandis.
Right, right.
That's amazing to me. Very, very amazing. I'm looking for something here. Snap. Wait a minute. Forget that.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Alex Webbs.
Is this Alex Webbs for real?
Yeah, for real.
Wow, awesome. What's going
Alex
on?
Alex Webbs.
You don't want to talk about shit, Jerm, but look who's on the line.
Well, he's the expert.
He is our new Russian audio czar. He's running the live feed right now. He does. Since he is Russian, we gotta play this for him. It's fucking. Yep. So, A-Webs, you are taking this colon cleanse powder now.
Yeah, correct.
When did you start taking it?
Sunday.
And can you elaborate on it? Anything good or bad or?
Well, it's basically it makes your shit basically liquid instead of solid.
Really?
So it basically your shit just comes out like straight. Like, you have to be near a bathroom when you're taking it.
Did you almost have an accident?
Not yet.
No. Now, Jerm, how does this make you feel talking about this? I mean, are you curious at all? I mean, you're
well, what type of symptoms did you have, A-Webs, that caused you to get something like this medication?
Did you have any? Did you have any symptoms?
The first day, my stomach felt kind of weird, but
No. He's talking. A-Webs. He's talking about what drove you to take it. Did you have any problems with your stomach or? Why did you decide?
Not really. I'm just trying to lose weight, basically.
So you're trying to drop some weight, and the way to do it is to take a colon cleanse powder.
Yeah.
And so it can turn.
It's a dietary supplement.
Oh yeah, it's a dietary supplement, but you're gonna lose weight from it because it turns your shit into liquid. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Now, is it that Bernie like fire liquid shit? Does it hurt your asshole?
Like, if you ever have diarrhea, you probably know how it feels.
Oh, okay, so the entire world knows how it feels, especially Somalia. That's awesome. Jerm, have you ever had diarrhea? Apparently that's what it's like. A-Webs, would you recommend it to Jerm? He's so full of shit right now, it's just, it's
literally
inexplicable. A week's worth of shit.
I'd recommend it, definitely.
Excuse me?
I'd recommend it because he hasn't shit in like a week, so.
Yeah, he said that, and I said that to you.
Yeah.
So definitely take
basically,
that.
Basically, when you take it, the first day, it feels kind of weird. It feels like you're like eating oatmeal. Because you have to mix it with water.
Uh-huh.
So, well, you get used to it. Like, when it goes down your throat, you don't feel it anymore, so.
Whoa! Uh-oh!
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak and Alex Vebs. Who's this?
Hello, DJ New Style. Hello, Germ Freak.
Oh, it's our Hi. Friend Barbara. Barbara,
Hello,
how
girl.
Are you? By the
Hi,
way...
A-Web.
Oh, wait. Do I sense hey. Something here? Alex Vebs? Are you there?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Why are you so quiet, A-Webs?
You were just talking all this shit. Germ should take this stuff. He hasn't shit in a week. Now Barb calls in. You shut down instantly.
Now we got A-Girl calling in.
Well, what's going on?
Awkward.
What's going on?
A-Webs, I heard you had a crush on me, and that's why I called.
Hmm.
Well, you have a boyfriend, so...
Well, let's say... What if she didn't have a boyfriend?
Apparently earlier today she said that she broke up with her boyfriend, so...
Wait, tidbits out of the picture? Barb, wait, hold... Shut up, Alex Webbs. Tidbit. Or, I'm sorry. Barb, is Tidbit still in the picture? What happened?
Well, you know, he came home and he told me I'm over here all the time. I'm always on Pal Talk talking to Solera about being a lesbian, and he's like, you gotta leave. And I said, fine, if you want me to leave, I'm never coming back. And he left.
So this is real? You're officially a single woman?
Yeah, definitely.
So now Alex Webb's whole defense of not admitting that he has a crush is completely invalid now. A-Webs, she does not have a boyfriend. Do you have a crush on Barb?
Well, apparently she's going to see Jimmy's Pickle tonight.
Well, don't worry. See, she's single. She's not involved with anybody. Whether or not she goes and sees fucking Spickle or goes over to Alki's house doesn't fucking make a difference. She's available. You could snatch her up. In a couple ways, and you could make her your woman. Do you have a crush?
I can't really answer that question right now.
Why not?
I don't know, but
I just wish I had someone later. I wish I had someone to talk to about it or something,
yeah.
Like a friend that's like exactly my age, you know.
How old are you, A-Webs?
Almost 22, but
me too.
You're not getting any younger, A-Webs. Not getting any younger. You can't just eat fucking shit powder all day alone. You got to get somebody.
I know.
I'll take it with you.
Oh.
Snap.
Are you really?
Love connection. Would you share your colon cleanse?
Would you share it?
Would I share colon cleanse with A-Girl?
Yes.
I don't think she needs any colon cleanse.
I happen to think this is just a little crush between you and Barbara.
Copyright. Germ Freak 2007.
Whatever. You can't copyright everything. I think it is. First of all, A-Webs, do not overanalyze this. Just go with it. Let it be what
well,
it'll be.
Can you get the vibe, A-Webs? I mean, she's talking to you and she wants to get to know you better.
Out of the blue, she calls the show. You happen to be on. I think it's just a little crush. Not like I mean every time we touch. Yes. It's just yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Hey, let's just all admit
right.
it.
All right,
admit
I
it. Oh!
Wait, what's that? A-Webs, what's going on?
What was that?
I admit it.
You admit what?
Admit what?
That I have a crush.
On who?
On who? On who?
On A-Girl.
Oh!
He does. It's not very difficult to see. I mean, you two young lovers there flirting back and forth. It's so obvious.
But we're getting people like Rock Out 1984 saying, who doesn't have a crush on her?
I think everybody in the Opie fan room does.
Just the Opie fan room? I mean, come on, that's kind of an insult.
Well, every room she goes into, because she's like the number one.
Are you gonna get her some Valentine's presents? Is this gonna be your Valentine for 2008?
I don't know.
I think you should
step up.
It's
gonna be a Valentine.
She's gonna be alone. She's gonna be alone on Valentine's Day, A-Webs.
Yeah, it's gonna suck.
What am I doing on Valentine's Day? I'm handing in a paper, but that's about it.
Oh, so you can't go out. Don't Barb, he's not gonna be able to go out on Valentine's Day. He's got a paper to turn in. So don't worry about it.
Afterwards, though.
No, you have homework. Don't worry. He's gonna. You don't have any game right now. Let me just talk on your behalf, Barb. He's got something to do. He's gonna be busy. Okay.
Oh, that's upsetting. I was hoping that we could like hang out. Maybe I could spell check it or something. But...
You're gonna need to. I've seen him type. A-Web, seriously, why don't you turn your fucking game on right now? Jesus.
We're on the air.
No, we're not. We're on the wires. There's no fucking air involved. We're in a goddamn chat room, and it's being recorded to be downloaded. There's no fucking broadcast involved.
I hope you're recording.
Yes. Yes, I am. So, A-Webs, what's the deal? What are you going to do? Tidbits out of the picture, supposedly. Barb is single.
I'd have to speak to him.
You have to. What?
You want to speak to? He's nowhere to be found, man.
Yeah. What are you gonna ask him for his ex girlfriend's hand? And what are you gonna? Why do you need to speak to him?
Apparently, she's still in his house.
Are you still living with him after you broke up?
I'm still at his place. Yeah, he hasn't come home yet because I thought that we could have another conversation about it, maybe work it out.
Oh, I see. I see.
I mean, now that A-Web doesn't really want to give me the time of day.
Your fucking window of opportunity. Your window of opportunity is slamming shut, A-Webs. Slamming shut. Make a fucking move. To quote somebody that runs another board, step up, pussies!
Yeah.
Step up!
Uh-oh. I'll step up one day.
One day.
Yeah.
One of these days. Oh, Foundry Music Jeff is citing trademark infringement. Jeremy, you're apparently not the only one who copyrights phrases. Other people do it. I apologize. Sorry, copyright germ freak. See, I can't even speak now. All the good ones are taken. And that's what's gonna be your problem, A-Webs. You're gonna wait until someday comes around and all the good ones will be taken. And there you are alone. With your ass leaking liquid shit because you take a dietary supplement.
Yeah.
Hey, A-Webs. You said you needed to talk to Tidbit about it?
Yeah, I'll think about it tonight.
You're going to talk to Tidbit, right? Tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, someone came home.
How did they get home?
Tidbit's
hey, what's
home.
Going here?
What's going on? I hear commotion going on.
What is this all about?
What the hell? What's going on?
This is Tidbit 88.
Holy shit.
Is that hey, what, you hitting on my lady? Nah, but she...
Someone's about to get our loft skied.
She apparently admitted that she's single, so...
Tidbit 88, your girlfriend, Barb, has announced to the world... And by world, I mean, like, 100 people or so, that she is single and is looking. And guess who stepped up? Take a guess.
Let me guess. Hey, Webbs.
Alex Webbs.
That didn't take too long.
He is her suitor right now. They are in a very, very hot and heavy courtship. And quite frankly, I don't know what to tell you.
He sure didn't wait long. He's still in my fucking room.
Yeah, imagine that. He said he has a crush on her. And he also said he will crush you. He said
he'll crush me.
Thank you, Malky. He said if the American tries anything, he will be crushed.
Well, I guess he doesn't know that where I got that 88 from, does he? That's 88 plus people 88. I beat up for hitting on my girl.
You beat up. Wow. Oh, man.
This is awkward.
This is really awkward.
It's at 89.
So, A-Webs, you do have a crush on Barb.
Right, A-Webs?
Well, she wanted me to admit it, so I admitted it.
Well, do you or no?
I do.
See that?
Am I going to have to change my name to Tidbit 89?
You fucking dumps. Tidbit 89. Because he... Yeah. Oh, man. I almost explained it like a fucking douchebag. Because I had nothing else to say. Because I have no idea what the fuck I'm going to possibly say next.
I don't either.
Seriously. Tidbit. Seriously. Are you guys broken up? Let's level with everybody here. For real. What? There's no whispering. This is it. Let's fucking go with this now. Are you guys really broken up or not?
Yes, we are.
No, you're not. Shut up.
Okay, we're not.
She was saying that she was on eHarmony last night.
You were setting this up fucking last night? You were setting this up since last night.
Was waiting for this.
Telling A-Webs she was on eHarmony. You fell for it, A-Webs. But it's good that you admit things. See, the point of this whole exercise was to get you out there so you could fucking admit that you've got a fucking an attraction to a woman. I don't know why we have to coax you into this with trickery. You should be able to say, yes, I'm attracted to a fucking pretty woman. What's the big deal?
Yeah, why is that bad?
Yeah, why is that bad? Why are you so embarrassed?
I don't know.
It's okay. Like, half of this fucking room right now is sitting pantsless at the fucking hope that she'll turn her cam on. That's how they tell people that they have crushes. They sit naked in front of a webcam.
My cam's on usually in the OP room. Oh, some of the time.
That's good. So then you could try their method next time it's on. Just don't invite me to the room. Thanks.
What's their method?
What I'm saying, never mind, never mind. We just wanted you to admit it, because it was quite obvious to us. You went off about how you didn't like smoking, you didn't like girls who smoked, and all of a sudden, Barb puts a video up where she smokes on frankandbarb.com, and now you have screen caps of it, you're saying smoking's the hottest thing ever. Come on, man. We didn't have to read much.
I just like the way she holds the cigarette.
What?
I just like the way she holds the cigarette.
Oh, what did you like about that?
The way that she holds the cigarette.
Okay, when I say what did you like about that, usually that's not your opportunity to repeat what you like.
Elaborate.
What about it do you like?
I guess cigarette.
A-Webs, are you nervous, A-Webs?
Not really. I'm not paying attention to the text.
Oh, okay. See, Tidbit, what he's doing is playing cool. Playing cool.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
Now, seriously, someone says they have a crush on your girlfriend. How does that affect you, Tidbit?
It doesn't affect me at all. Because I expect people to have crushes on her.
Uh-huh.
And so, they can. Because they can have crushes on her all they want, but she's coming home to me.
Who's next?
That's what he's asking. Who's next? After you, who's next?
I
have to say A-Webs. I think it's his opportunity.
Pass the torch.
Would you actually do a torch passing? We should just pass the torch to him and have him just stand next to Barb awkwardly.
I could sub him in.
Yeah. Just tag and then let him in the ring.
If I'm sick one day or something.
Yeah, you know, let him step in. It's okay. Third stringer. Something like that. Just go right to third. Not even second. He's that inexperienced that he's automatically third string. A-Webs, I'm proud of you. You admitted something that we all knew that you were afraid to admit. I'm proud. Germ, what do you got to say?
I'm very proud of A-Webs. I'm proud to call him a friend.
Yeah, I think you're overly concerned with getting the shit out of your asshole. But that's okay. True. That's true. Okay. You can really sense that Germ is proud. Deep down.
I think you should try it, you're a freak.
Try what?
The colon cleanse.
Okay, so that's the last word on that, right?
Well, I think Barb has something to say.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hi.
What do you got to say, Barb? What's up?
Do what you like, kid.
Do what you like, kid. Thank you, Bad Monkey. Copyright Bad Monkey, 2008. And now that's a Barb and tidbit. Now, A-Webs, I apologize. Copyright Germ Freak 2008. Seven? Germ, what year was it?
What year was what?
Your copyright on I apologize.
Oh, that's 2007.
Okay, copyright Germ Freak 2007. A-Webs, are you upset with us?
Not really, no.
Okay, so plug your...
I know it's a radio show.
Yeah, you understand that. Plug your colon fucking mixture, whatever makes you shit rain, and then we'll let you be on your way. By the way, you're doing the stream for us, right? The live feed?
Yeah. We had a little problem earlier, but I fixed it. It should be working.
See that? See that, Barb? Technically inclined. That's a keeper. That's a keeper. Hey, Webs, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And remember,
good day.
Do what you like, kid. Thank you. Germ, what do you think? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that we had a situation that we knew all along, and I'm happy for the guy.
He's finally admitting it. That's the point. Get it out there.
Yeah.
We all know that he's got this crush. It's just embarrassing that he's afraid to admit it.
And hopefully he can move forward now.
Yeah, now that he knows that Tidbit just doesn't give a fuck, you can think whatever you want. It's okay. It's okay, A-Webs. I just spilled my fucking water. Son of a bitch. So, Jerm, what I was going to talk about before I was rudely interrupted by A-Webs so he could have a fucking emotional breakthrough on our show. This weekend I saw two movies. Two blockbuster movies. You were saying the last movie you saw was Ladybugs with Jonathan Brandis?
Yes, 1994.
And nothing else has grabbed your fucking attention.
It was with Rodney Dangerfield and Jack Hay.
I forgot Jack Hay was in that. Holy shit. Now, I'm not normally up on Jack Hay's discography or fucking IMDb profile, but I thought that I would have remembered her from that movie. That movie was fucking garbage. You deemed that worthy of your money. That's the last thing that was released by Hollywood that you said, hey, I'd pay money for that. I'd see that. That's it, huh?
Probably, yeah.
Why? What grabbed you about that?
I was suckered into going to it, and I says, you know, what the hell?
So. And I says to him, I says, let's go see Ladybugs. I went to see Rambo, Germ. Are you familiar with Rambo?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, this
First
is...
First Blood.
No, this is not First Blood.
First Blood was the first Rambo.
Obviously. And it wasn't First Blood Part 2 or Rambo 3. This was just Rambo. My impression of it, Germ? Amazing. Absolutely amazing. He came off a Razzie-worthy performance in 1988's Rambo 3, but I think he undid the partial shame that was involved in the last two movies, and this movie completely fucking rules, dude. It was awesome. Awesome. So many fucking... just dead limbs and severed people and all that. Let me just say something here. If you disagree with me for one fucking second, I just want to tell you, Rambo tears out the throat of some Asian undesirable. He fucking tears it out with his bare hands to save some woman he's not even gonna fuck. He reaches behind, grabs the guy's neck, and pulls his fucking throat out. I don't care that you haven't seen it, Steve the LARPer. Like, there's a goddamn plot to be spoiled. You know Rambo's gonna fucking murder people. How he does it, it doesn't fucking matter. You'll see it and you'll still be amazed. Plot! Oh, sorry, he doesn't fuck the girl. And sorry, he dethroats an Asian. Oh well. And Jeff is absolutely right. He kills them amazingly. Amazingly. Absolutely well. And this movie brought back a lot of the shit that was typical of, like, the movies that were released around the time of Rambo, including Rambo itself, Rambo 3 and First Blood 2. You okay? You gonna make it?
Yeah, just something came up on me.
What came up?
A pizza.
So you're having stomach issues, yet you're eating fucking greasy pizza. Why?
I had to eat.
You got
I'm
to
hungry.
Eat? Guys gotta eat. Oh, look at this.
Phone is ringing.
Oh my god.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Foundry Music Jeff.
Jeff, what's going on?
I'm not going to miss out on a good Rambo convo.
Absolutely not. I, by the way, if ever Karate Kid comes up on the show, you're the guy I want on the air. The air, the wires, whatever the fuck. Karate Kid discussions
that.
With Jeff, probably some of my favorite pal talking ever. So you saw Rambo, obviously.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
It brought me back. It harkened back to the days of good 80s action films. Lots of blood. Villains you can hate easily. There was no, like, you know, flat. There was no, you know, gray area with a villain, you know, like there is now where they give them, like, a backstory and a motivation.
Yeah.
It was just an evil foreign race killing innocents, and I loved it.
Did you ever notice that in the villains in Rambo, like you are predestined to hate them, and you know you should hate them because they're wearing Ray-Bans.
There was no chance you could like this guy. In fact, there was actually a scene, I don't know if you remember, did you see the movie?
Yes.
There was a scene where not only was he a vicious motherfucker who killed everyone, wantonly and mercilessly, but they also made him a homosexual and a pedophile.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. They had his henchman lead over a nude boy from a fucking bamboo cage.
Not only is he bad enough that he killed an entire village without even blinking while smoking his dirty cigarette, he had to fuck a little boy, and then like you see the door close slowly as he rubs the kid's shoulder, and you're just like,
the kid,
oh, I fucking hate this guy.
And the kid hangs
his
head.
All the right reasons.
He hangs his head because he knows what's about to go down. Like, there, you don't have to speak fucking, you know, whatever those Asians speak, I don't even know. You don't have to speak that to know you're getting fucked when a bamboo door is being slammed behind you and the guy has a fucking military uniform on and a fucking Fidel Castro hat with Ray-Bans in the middle of the night.
I can just imagine, as his team is gunning down the village, he sees a young boy running and he's like, save me that one.
Yeah, he's like, put that guy in the kid rape cage.
Put him in storage, I'll have him later.
Storage. Just put him on kid rape layaway. Just awful. It was fucking...
I was just surprised, like, you know, I mean, I'm sure this happens, like Khmer Rouge and whatnot, but there wasn't a single soldier in that army that had even the slightest bit of human compassion. They just wanted to kill everyone.
None, and they're and during a battle, they're fucking the natives. There are bombs and missiles going off, and they already have one of the fucking natives naked, and they're fucking her. There's gunshots.
That was one of the things I loved. The gore and the viscera that was just flying all over the place. I was applauding.
I have to say, it brought back the montage, and I really loved the little montage he had while he was dreaming. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Good twist on that. They brought back the one man killing everybody genre. And why was fucking Rambo so afraid to go into Burma when he can fucking put an arrow through somebody's head 300 yards away while standing on a tree? Why?
Well, it wasn't fear. He rejects war, but then he realized that war is who he is.
It's true.
And I couldn't be happier for that decision. Because when he decided to start getting into the shit, it was like, fucking right off the bat, fucking arrow right through the head, and he just took charge.
Exactly. And that same moment was when they brought back the action movie catchphrase, live for nothing, die for something.
For a man in his 60s, he moved like a young man.
Oh, he certainly did. Well, I mean, that's gonna happen if you're getting stopped at every fucking airport for possession of steroids. The last 2 years, there's been like 8 news stories about him having HGH and all other kinds of things.
Is it growth hormone or steroids? I don't know which one he's using, but I definitely want to get some of that.
I do as well. If I can so accurately put an arrow in somebody's head like that, I want to be on whatever he's on. I don't care what it is.
It made me think of all those great 80s movies like Commando, Death Wish and First Blood and Hard to Kill, like all those fucking great 80s action movies. I'm like, why don't they make more of these?
Yeah. It made me wonder why there weren't more. Exactly.
And I'll tell you one thing, it did not overstay its welcome.
No, it was over, and I'm like, what happened? Why aren't we seeing more heads being lopped off? Okay, fuck all of you that haven't seen it. The end scene, when he fucking finally gets the guy that we're supposed to hate, the kid fucker, the woman raper, the fucking guy with the Ray-Bans in the cigar in the Jeep. When he fucking shoves that blade that he forged in that fucking that village, like he's some kind of fucking blacksmith, he forged this machete, and he shoved it in him and just pulled it to the side, cutting him in half, basically. Like a
And let that be a lesson. Let that be a lesson to all of you thinking of going into Burma. Don't go in with any fucking store-bought machete. Fucking forge your own.
Make your own.
Or you don't go in at all.
You make your own out of a fucking lawnmower blade or whatever the fuck he had. Hit it with a goddamn hammer and throw it in some cold water. Sharpen that bitch up.
Oh, man. I hope this gets fucking Van Damme back in the mood to start making his movies again.
Yes. Black silk underwear.
Alright, dude. See you.
What's that? Oh, are you hanging up? Did he hang up? I have no idea now. Okay. Well, I guess we lost him. Jerm.
Yes.
Are you interested at all in seeing that movie?
I am interested. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you distracted?
Not at all.
Okay. I apologize. I did see another movie.
I couldn't
movie.
Really add anything because I didn't see the movie, so how could I really add anything?
Well, I mean, when the last movie you fucking paid to see was Ladybugs, you really can't ever talk about any fucking movie. Are you aware of any movies that came out since 1994?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I saw Cloverfield, too, in the same weekend, right after I saw Rambo.
I want you to tell me what Cloverfield is about.
Is it about a monster? You know, it's not an amateur movie. Right after Rambo, I saw Cloverfield. Right after. And I don't know.
You spent a lot of money this weekend, huh, on movies?
No, I paid once, Jerm. You've never done that?
Wait. You saw two movies, you said.
Yeah.
It was a double feature, right?
No, it was not. Well, we turned it into one.
I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about.
Irish Alky is fully aware of what is called the sneak. You sneak from one to the other. You make sure that the coast is clear, and you pull the sneak. You go into the other one. You go into Cloverfield. And you know what? I gotta say, not paying for Cloverfield, greatest thing I ever did. Worst movie. Just terrible. Fucking terrible, Jerm. So, don't break your Ladybugs 1994 streak.
Why is this movie getting all the rave, then?
It's, you know, the guy that that made Lost, which is something that is popular that I absolutely hate. J.J. Abrams produced it. Fucking Lost blows. But some people love it and are obsessed with it, and they'll go see anything that this guy's name is tied to. So, that's what that is. We stole admission by pulling the sneak effortlessly. My girlfriend was a little bit nervous. I was a little bit nervous. But then we saw like three other people do the sneak. It was like a batch of illegals trying to cross the border. It was terrible. But there's just a shaky camera the entire time. The entire fucking time. Shaky. And as we got, I remember walking in near the box office there. They had little printed out signs that say that warned of motion sickness. They said it's similar to the feeling that you would get riding a roller coaster. This thing. My girlfriend Amanda almost threw up. And just at one point, I look over, she's just sitting in the seat with her fucking jacket over her head. She had enough after like 20 minutes.
Was that scary?
No, she was getting ready to puke.
Oh.
She couldn't take the fucking constant.
Did you ever walk out of a movie?
I don't believe I did.
No.
You did, right?
I don't know if I ever walked out of a movie. I don't know.
Well, you'd have to think past 1994.
Right.
Yeah. You'd have to think. So if you've never done it, I don't know, man. Dude, Cloverfield was terrible. I don't get sick on roller coasters, but like there were a few times where.
But can you give me an example of what you mean by getting sick? Just a shaky camera got you sick? Is that what you're talking about?
It's just like a guy holding a fucking video camera. That's the entire movie, and he's talking.
Really?
Yes. He's like, oh, wow, look at this. Fucking going to Japan. Congratulations. Boom. Oh, shit, what was that, bro? Let me put my solar cup down and go to the roof. See the explosions. Bro. It's just fucking terrible. Bro, the Statue of Liberty head just got thrown at me, bro. I don't know what I'm going to do, bro. Fucking terrible. Absolutely awful. I seriously wanted to fucking just throw fire at the screen. Have you ever stolen admission? Done the sneak?
Maybe during a youthful.
Are you nervous to it? Are you nervous to admit this?
Well, maybe during a youthful indiscretion, I may have done that.
How old?
A child.
How old?
I don't know. You know, whatever.
No.
Early
no.
teens.
You know, early teens. That means like 27. That means it was my age.
It was at the Amboy movies in Sayreville, New Jersey. The defunct Amboy movies in Sayreville.
Oh, they're gone now. You know why?
They're gone.
Because you didn't pay for that one time. You fucking drove them out of business.
I apologize.
Yeah, you apologize. You apologize. It doesn't fucking get the movies back.
Right.
What movie did you sneak into?
I believe it was the one with Schwarzenegger where he's fighting this invisible animal thing.
Invisible animal thing? You don't know what Predator is?
Oh, Predator. Yeah, Predator.
Schwarzenegger fights this invisible animal thing. That's how you describe Predator?
Well, I couldn't remember the name.
So you snuck into that. You're the worst. You are the worst. Invisible animal thing. How do you not know Predator?
I just forgot the name for a moment.
Forgot the entire premise, that it's not an animal, that it's a fucking alien.
I didn't really understand the film, to be honest with you.
You didn't understand it? There's an alien in the fucking jungle.
I just knew that there was
That's
a wrestler
pretty much it.
In there.
And that wrestler's name?
Don't tell me.
I wasn't. I was asking.
He was a governor. He was a governor. It escapes me at the moment.
Listen, Carl Weathers. Listen.
Carl Weathers was in there too. Yeah.
That's right. There were two governors. Now, when Carl Weathers is elected governor, there'll be three, more than in any other movie. Thank you.
Oh, he's running for governor?
No, he's not. But he should. You got to go for the trifecta. I want to see a governor Weathers.
Jesse Ventura. Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one, Jim. Why don't we take a quick break? I fucking have to piss so bad. You have no idea. I have to piss. You think you're gonna be able to shit?
I don't want to talk about that while there's women in the room.
Oh, fine. I'll tough it out. I will tough it out. I'll find something to piss in. Would you be upset if I pissed? Like, would you be put off if I told you that I'm pissing right now?
I think that would be kind of gay to be pissing on Mike.
You think it would be gay? Well, and I'm definitely looking for something to piss in. I'm looking for something I can pee in. Why? Why would that be gay?
It's a little effeminate.
Feminine to pee from a penis? Well, how is that? I don't understand.
Why would you want people to hear you pee? That's gay.
I'm not asking you to listen. I'm just letting you know that it's happening. Would you be upset?
I don't care one way or the other. You're the one who's looking like the asshole, not me.
I'm going to look like an asshole doing this, huh? I can't. I got to fucking piss. I have to. So I'm going to do it right now. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do it now. So, Germ.
Yeah. New style.
When you go to any place, I mean, you haven't been in the movies in fucking 17 years. So try and think back. Where do you sit?
Well.
Go into detail, because I know you have a whole process for this.
I'd have to get to the movies an hour early to find the perfect seat.
Yeah. Okay. Keep going.
What are you doing, dude?
No, do you like stadium seating?
Are you pissing?
No. Keep going.
I don't know. I'm hearing something.
So, where do you sit?
I usually sit at the end.
What do you mean the end? What do you mean? Come on.
I'm kind of distracted by what you're doing.
So you sit on the end.
What the?
Where do you sit?
Jesus.
So you sit on the end?
Yes.
And?
And
what?
I'm sorry, but I'm very distracted by what's going on in the background, and I can't...
Nothing's going on in the background. Listen, Germ. Come on, you're fucking up the flow here.
No, your flow seems pretty good.
Whatever. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm just waiting to hear if the water starts running now.
What? What do you mean?
Well, I'm going to see if the water or the sink is going to be running anytime soon.
First of all, I don't know what you're talking about. Second of all, I don't know what sink you're referring to. You think I have a fucking sink where I am right now?
Well, you have a toilet. Are you peeing in a bottle?
You fucking dope. Did it sound like water hitting water, you stupid ass?
You just peed in a fucking milk jug, didn't you? A plastic milk jug.
Actually, it's a Jack's Links beef jerky plastic container.
Are you out of your mind?
It's like a large tube.
Why are you peeing in a bottle?
Because I had to pee and I didn't want to go to break. Sheepy was going to cry. I didn't want Sheepy crying.
First of all, I'm sure you got a little bit of piss on your fingertips.
No, none. None whatsoever.
So you just shove your dick right into the hole?
Wait, you accused me of having a small dick? I missed it. I don't understand.
I didn't accuse you of having anything.
This thing is, it's like, you know, it's like the size of what tennis balls come in. It's like a big plastic tube.
Now, what are you going to do with that?
I drink it. Just dump it out, Germ. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's either you hold your piss in your bladder or in a Jack's Links beef jerky plastic tube. It doesn't matter. It gets transported to the toilet one way or another.
And how are you going to wash your hands?
Probably in the sink when I go to one.
So in the meantime, you're going to touch things with your piss hands.
See, now this is your problem, Jeremy. I did a little bit of a research project. I wanted to determine, because you love Purell. You will use Purell if you can't wash your hands.
I have it in my seat in my console.
Exactly. You keep it on you. You keep it in your console. You will overuse Purell. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely.
I have put together a little bit of a research project. A little bit. Is frequent use of Purell bad for you? Now, if anybody's an expert, please call in. 316-768-4472. But as I look around, Germ, I've determined that the harder you try to get rid of germs, the more problems you cause. But problems of another nature. See, for example, the overuse of antibacterials may lead to underdeveloped immune systems as well as tenacious home bacteria. Stronger bacteria. They're going to find a way to overcome what you throw at them, and you're going to make them fucking invincible. What you're doing is you're creating super fucking strains of bacteria.
Could you say this in layman's terms?
Basically, the germs you're afraid of are becoming stronger because of your efforts. Eventually, they'll be impervious to everything. An expert on physicsforums.com that I found says there are strains of bacteria that have developed resistance to pure bleach. You dump bleach on this shit, it still lives. You know why? Over-sanitization, whatever the fuck it is. Overuse of these antibacterial things. Germ, you're killing yourself. That's why you can't shit now. That's why you have a stomach virus. You fucking bathe in Purell. You overclean yourself. And instead of washing your hands, you'll use Purell.
Well, I have to use what's available. I don't have a sink in my car.
This water... Oh, I gotta drink some water, hold on. It's a good water bottle. Good water bottle. I read something on Yahoo Answers. They say that Purell is fine to use, but it can't be a substitute for washing your hands, because Purell may kill the germs, but the germs are still on your hands, Germ. Do you realize that when you're wiping this Purell around, you're killing the germs, but they're not going anywhere. They're still on your hands. So every time you use Purell, you still have just dead germs all over your fucking hands. Were you aware of that?
I didn't put two and two together.
How does that make you feel?
Not too good.
So what are you going to do? Now you have no immune system. You've created who knows how many fucking strains of bacteria. that fucking are immune to Purell. And the minute you get sick, you're sick for weeks, and you're completely lethargic and you can't shit anymore. What do you have to say? Are you taken aback?
I don't know how to react to this. This is all new to me.
Is this like earth shattering?
It is, because I have cases of Purell.
Cases?
This is earth-shattering news.
It is, Mike Nice, but you're not involved in this conversation. Just me and Jeremy right now, please.
And I have developed warts on my hands, too.
Warts?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, keep using it, Jeremy. Eventually, there'll be nothing they can do. There'll be no way to kill the bacteria. And you'll have no internal defenses, no immune system, and there'll be no way to kill them. You won't even be allowed in hospitals. They will not let you in a hospital because you overpurify yourself. Because now you've created so many strains they can't even kill. You're a breeding ground for bacteria that is so powerful man can't even destroy it. How do you feel about that? You are effectively ending the human race by scrubbing your hands with Purell over and over again.
I apologize.
Copyright, Jeremy, 2007. No, it's 7. Sorry, I apologize. I mean, I think you should apologize to the world right now. You really should. I hope I don't knock this piss over. It's going to really suck. If we ever do the show from your house, Jeremy, is it okay if I piss in a Jack Slinks beef jerky? Whoa! Oh, I almost spilled it. Almost. 30 individually wrapped pieces. So this was a sizable container. It's about half full. It's about half full with urine. And it stinks. I mean, Jeremy, you have to go. Sometimes you can't always take a break. Are you in a good mood? I mean, are you okay? I mean, are you okay? What's wrong?
Well, I'm a little under the weather. I think I told you that before.
But no, something else is going on.
Why don't you remind me?
Remind you. You have no idea what we're talking about right now.
No, I'm just a little taken aback by the whole
thing. Well, it is Eddie Murphy History Month. Yeah. Eddie Murphy happens to be in one of the movies I can rewatch over and over and over again.
Oh, it's Coming to America, right?
You guessed it. Coming to America. Movie. Obviously. I frequently use the clip to start the show. Do you have any movies that whenever it's on, you can watch it?
There's a couple movies I can watch over and over again.
Any that are not Italian themed?
No.
Okay, well, let's go with
that. No, there is.
Like.
There is.
Okay.
Jaws. These are the movies I can watch over and over again. Goodfellas, Jaws, Godfather, and Donnie Brasco. Those are the movies that I can watch over and over again. But I've gotten to the... In a casino. But I've gotten to the point now...
The casino?
Where... Pardon me?
Never mind. Go ahead.
I've gotten to the point now where I've seen Goodfellas so many times that I'm actually getting bored with it, and it's scaring me a little bit.
You're upset that you don't like your favorite movie now.
I'm upset that I'm getting bored with it now by watching it so many times. So,
do you plan on showing or watching the movie with your son eventually when he grows up? Would you watch Goodfellas with Luke when he's of age?
Absolutely.
What if after you watch it, he says, "Dad, this is the most horseshit movie I've ever seen." Would you be heartbroken?
No, not at all, not at all.
Really? Would you?
I'm not.
You think he's full of shit, though? You would probably tell him too. You would tell him, "Dude, you're full of shit, son." Bro, the fucking Statue of Liberty, bro! Look out! Oh, it's eating people! Oh, let me swing the camera real quick, bro! Fucking terrible. Cloverfield, bullshit. Whoa! Did you see that? Bro! Fucking a mess. I'm done with movies. I fucking hate movies. I'll rewatch the ones I like, and that's it. Dumb and Dumber I can rewatch. It's kind of getting pretty stupid, but Coming to America I can always watch. You do watch porno, don't you? You're not fucking weird like that. I mean, you don't watch the Super Bowl, so I'm only going to assume you don't watch other things that men watch.
No, I watch adult features.
So you do watch adult features. Can you rewatch the same one?
To a point. I can't watch it, you know, 15 times, maybe once or twice or three times, maybe.
You get tired of a certain scene. Or do you ever find yourself with a certain scene that does it for you every time?
I would think eventually it wears off.
Yeah.
I become desensitized and it wears off.
All right.
What about you?
I can watch. I get desensitized to it, but I have to go back to it every now and then.
Okay.
I have to go back to it.
Okay.
So I'll keep stuff. I never delete pornography. I keep it hidden though, because.
Well,
know,
who does?
People delete it. I mean, you run out of hard drive space. Jimmy Rhodes, little Jimmy Rhodes, our friend, he cannot watch the same porno twice. He'll never keep it. The minute he even if he hasn't seen the entire movie, he will get rid of it. Get rid of it. He's seen countless DVDs. I believe he used to be in the porno business, selling DVDs out of his bedroom. His mom was the accountant. And he's seen everything that he sold. Absolutely every movie. And he can never watch the same one twice. He will throw it out. Germ, you have to pick one. Let me explain this to you. I'm going to put you in a situation, a scenario. And I'll give you several options. You have to pick one of them and explain why you picked it. You have to spend a year talking to no one, only children, or your mother on the phone for 4 hours a day. What do you pick?
I pick no one, because I can always talk to myself.
that's going to keep you occupied for a whole year. You would talk to yourself for an entire year, nobody.
I would speak to no one, yeah.
No computer, no internet, no TV. You can't hear other people talk. You're completely isolated, just for yourself.
Well, pretty much. I mean, you know.
I mean, if you had to talk to only children, that would be a fucking nightmare. They're all pretty bad. I don't think I'd have enough shit to say to my mom on the phone for 4 hours every single day, let alone the time to do it. I think no one probably is the way to go.
I barely talk to my mother for 10 minutes a week, for Christ's sake.
I honestly thought that you would pick the mother one. I just had you pegged as something of a mama's boy.
I'm not a mama's boy, no.
Germ, you have to pick one and explain. No, this is the next one, Germ. This is the next one. That's my big, exciting thing. Every 10 minutes and for 30 seconds constantly, you involuntarily vomit, shit your pants, or have an orgasm. You have to pick one.
Well, as you know, I suffer from post-ejaculation, so I probably wouldn't pick that one.
But what's post-ejaculation?
Well, I ejaculate after I ejaculate.
So, is this like a never-ending recursion? Every time you ejaculate again? So you're just constantly ejaculating?
I don't understand.
Because if you're going to fucking tell me that you're describing the drip or the little afterwards leak that occasionally happens as ejaculation, then you are just completely out of your mind. It's the drip, right? You're talking about what Barb is calling drip dick.
I just know that I feel very uneasy after I ejaculate. I don't feel comfortable because when I put my pants back up, I make a mess in my pants afterwards.
It just drizzles out?
It just drips all fucking night.
Jesus. Germ, you have to pick one. Your wife reveals that one of your children isn't yours and has proof, leaves you and tells everyone you know that you have a small cock, or reveals that she used to be a man. You have to pick one.
All right, can you repeat that again, please?
Your wife reveals that one of your children isn't yours and has proof, leaves you, your wife leaves you and tells everyone that you know that you have a small cock, or your wife reveals that she used to be a man. Which do you choose? Now, you can feel free to work out why each one is bad or good.
Well, obviously, I don't want the man one because then I would have been having sex with a man.
Okay, so now you have it narrowed down to one of your children isn't yours and there's proof, or she leaves you and just tells the world that you have a small cock
And I know that you worry about what people think about you.
Well, as you know, I'm a follower, not a leader. I would pick the...
I don't think we... yeah, I guess we do know that. What would you pick?
I'd pick the middle one.
That she leaves you and tells the world that you have a small cock. Everybody that you've ever known, every mutual friend. So you've lost every mutual friend, every acquaintance.
So I'm going to lose a friend because I have a small pecker?
Well, I guess apparently her friend thinks that you've done her wrong because she left you. They're going to take her side. You don't even talk to them. You don't even stay at their parties. You fucking leave your entire family on vacations and leave after 15 minutes. Why would they side with you? Why?
I don't know, new style.
So you're going to pick the middle one?
Yeah.
Germ, you have to pick one! Only one! Upon growing up, all of your children get hooked on heroin and share needles with strangers. Your daughter drops out of high school and becomes a stripper at a truck stop. Or your son becomes a gay porn star. You have to pick one. Do you need to hear them again?
No, the daughter one.
Your daughter becomes a stripper at a truck stop. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know how many sanctioned strip clubs there are at truck stops. So what that means is she's either doing this in a fucking... in the the cab of a tractor trailer, or she's doing this in a restroom at a fucking truck stop restaurant. Are you still going to pick that one?
Yeah, I'll pick that one. Because I don't want the dirty needles to get any diseases, and I don't want my boy to be having sex with a man.
He'd be getting a lot of action, though. He would be having a lot of sex. Granted, it's gay sex. So your son would probably be very happy to be a gay porn... If he were gay, being a porn star probably would be the best thing for you. So you would rather, just because of your own shame, you would say, I don't want my gay son to be happy. I'd rather have my daughter writhe on fucking truckers in a bathroom or in their truck.
Yeah, I'd prefer that.
Okay.
Because she could always wear a panty liner.
Germ, you have to pick one. You wake up every morning to a scrotum on your eyebrows.
Right.
Or a wet fart 6 inches away from your nose.
Right.
Or unexplained semen on your shirt. You have to pick one.
Well, I'd pick the balls.
So, instead of a fart or unexplained semen just on your shirt,
because
you pick the balls.
Well, just the balls is not going to have any, there's not going to be any fluids on me. There's not going to be any excrement on me.
It's well, it's on your shirt. I didn't say it was on your face or anything like that.
Well, but you're assuming that the balls are dry. There's no
That's true.
There's no
I never fluid. Did specify if they were wet balls.
Right.
Well, what if they are?
I'd rather have dry balls on my face than semen on my chest.
Fine. It's been changed. They are now wet balls.
No,
it is. They're wet. You have to pick one. You have to! Wet scrotum on your eyebrows, a wet fart 6 inches away from your nose, or unexplained semen on your shirt. You have to pick one.
I picked the ball still.
All right. You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. Germ, you have to pick one. You will either die by being buried alive, drowning in piss, or being beaten to death in front of your children by a gay man with AIDS.
One of my biggest fears is being buried alive. That's why I want to be buried above ground.
So let's rule that out. You want to be buried above ground?
I want to be placed above ground. You really can't be buried above ground. When you
dig my grave, would you raise it above ground? So that I don't accidentally get buried alive in the catacombs. Solara just checked. She says, you want to be buried like you're in a fucking catacomb.
No, I have a fear of being buried. I'd rather be placed above ground.
So you want to be that creepy grave that's like on a park bench. There's just a fucking cement box.
In case I'm still alive, people will be able to hear me.
You're going to be hacked open, Germ. They will take your body parts out, and you'll be
dead. Autopsies are not a mandatory thing.
No, for your wake, they empty you out and dry you out to preserve
you. About?
They cut your organs out.
Well, they don't. Only for an autopsy they do that.
No, they... Germ, They fucking, they gut you. They take everything out of you, and they drain your blood and fill you with fucking formaldehyde. You're not calling out to anybody. It doesn't matter if you're in a dumpster or if you're in a fucking a planter above ground.
They really take all your organs out?
Yes! I can't believe you didn't know this.
I thought they just did that with an autopsy.
They might do that during an autopsy, but they don't fucking leave smelly organs in you so your weeping relatives can smell shit coming out of your box. Think about this, Jim. Sometimes fucking wakes go on for like 3 fucking days, 4 days. That shit's gonna fucking stew under a suit. So, you don't want to be buried alive.
Yeah, it's a fear I have.
Even though you're completely gutted and there's no chance that even if you were in some kind of a weird coma, there's that all chances are dashed because you had to have this fucking huge wake with a line of 7 people kneeling in front of your box. So it's narrowed down to you will die by drowning in piss or by being beaten to death in front of your children by a gay man with AIDS. Which of those two? You have to pick one!
I'd probably pick the beaten up.
So you're going to be killed. You will be killed right in front of your children. You don't give a shit what they think.
Well, I don't really think it matters because I'll be dead.
Well, it doesn't matter if you drown in piss either, does it?
Well, I don't want to be swallowing piss as I'm drowning.
Yes, you do. Now your kid's going to be raised to think that his dad could get beat up by somebody with no immune system.
Anything more embarrassing than for a guy to be beat up in front of his children?
Beat up in front of his children by a gay man with AIDS. Now, this is not a man who's able to fend off a cold. And he loves cock. And yet he still kicked your ass right in front of your kids. Probably at a nice family outing. You decide to take somebody out, your wife, your kids, maybe a friend of the family for dinner. Right in front of the fucking diner you just took him to. This gay man just fucking mops the floor with you and, oh, you die.
Yeah.
You would choose that over just drowning in piss and possibly being remembered as something that your kids could respect.
My kids are going to respect me if I drown in piss?
You didn't get your ass kicked by a faggot after you gave your fucking family several happy waitresses to eat.
I picked the latter.
Okay. Okay. I see. You have to pick one to avoid the worst possible fate you can imagine. You let an HIV-positive homeless man piss on your eyes, give up your Italian heritage and change your name to Fritz Mueller, German sausage enthusiast, or move your entire family into a small apartment with no doors or locks in Compton. You have to pick one!
I'm not giving up my heritage.
So, okay, you won't give up your Italian heritage or change your name, but you're willing to either let an HIV-positive homeless man piss on your eyes, or move your whole family to a small apartment with no doors or locks in Compton. You have to pick one.
I picked the Compton.
You're gonna move your fucking under 10-year-old kids into a small apartment with no doors or locks in Compton. Your alarmingly white family with probably some decent belongings. Are you gonna protect them now?
I
oh! Almost knocked over the piss. Excuse me. Don't drown in it, Jerm. That'd be terrible. Get your ass kicked by a homosexual in that. You have to pick one!
I picked Compton.
Oh, wow. Would you look at that? It's amazing. You're gonna move your entire family to an unlocked apartment in Compton. Well, Jerm, I want to thank Awebs for finally admitting that he's attracted to Abavra. Tidbit for pretending to dump Barb so he could do that, and Barb for calling in. And you, Jerm, for being
and
part of the
Jeff,
show.
Too.
FM Jeff, Alki, and Solaire. Thank you very much, everybody. DJNewStyle.com. DJNewStyle.com. Jerm, why don't you say it once?
MikeandBob.com.
No.
Oh, DJNewStyleShow.com.
Say something now.
Nope.
Bag it.
Ladies and gentlemen.